Hey guys, welcome to the weekly fighting game conversations where we talk about fighting games and all things related. I am your host, Kevin, and today is June 7, 2020. This podcast is free, but we only ask for your support in our fight against COVID-19 by donating to the Association of Philippine Medical Colleges. You can check out how to do that in the comments below. For now, we have the Orient FGC team members, Every X and Ragnar Klo. Every and X are our weekly FGC hosts and Smashcasters. And Ragnar Klo is the founder of Cebu Mortal Kombat Community. So, hi guys, welcome to the weekly FGC.
Hello.
Hello, Kevin.
We're finally on the guest end and not the hosting end. That's new.
Yeah, it's very new for Every and X. They've been hosting for the past 8 podcasts, because I was also a host in one podcast with Warriors Arena.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the first time I'm the host and they're the guests. So just get right into it. So for the recent news, we have to talk about online tournaments. So because that's basically how the FGC is, how do you call this, bonding
surviving.
Playing right now, other than, yeah, surviving. Yeah.
Surviving.
So how is that working out for all the fighting games?
Okay. Yeah, I think we should go for Smash first.
Right, when it comes to Smash, people are doing the quarantine series, and there's like a bunch of other online tournaments. It's not bad. It's working out pretty well for Smash. Like, I'm also curious, like, for other fighting games. What about, like, MK?
For Mortal Kombat, there's been a lot of online tournaments because there hasn't been a tour announcement yet, so third-party developers our tournament organizers were organizing tournaments such as called the Coliseum, Massive Strike, what else is there, the Nightmare Series, Combat Island. There's a ton of tournaments right now, especially in the US.
For MK, that's really interesting, because MK has great netcode, but how come it doesn't have a tour yet? But it has big solo tournaments, you mean?
It had a tour last year, 2019 to 2020, but for this year, they haven't announced anything yet.
Okay. Because, am I right in saying that MK has one of the best netcodes for any fighting game?
Well, it has rollback netcode.
Rollback, yeah. Okay.
I would say any fighting game with rollback netcode is very playable online.
The developers for MK is based on the US, ba?
Yeah, NetherRealm Studios. And if I'm not mistaken, they're like the only developer aside from Killer Instinct they're the only American fighting game developers. Most of them are like Japanese, like Bandai, Namco. Capcom, Nintendo, yeah.
That's true. I was going to say Marvel, but what the heck? No, that's not.
Yeah, Marvel is Capcom, dude.
Hey, Mogani. Yeah.
I think that the Japanese developers aren't really making the net codes for their games better, especially now. It's an eye opener that online should really be improved. By a lot.
Yeah. There's a wake-up call.
Real Daddy Sakurai, did you hear that? Please, if you can.
Oh, no. Japanese developers in general.
Japanese developers. But we really need better netcodes, especially since recent events have told us we're not going offline anytime soon. We're all going to be staying online.
Yeah, Speaking of Sakurai, we just recently, the Orient FGC is not associated with the X Trials, but we helped out as individuals. So yeah, our fellow guest here, X, held X Trials, a free online tournament for Smash, just yesterday. So how did that go, X?
Yeah, what was your experience in hosting the first?
Yeah.
I think the first in Cebu, the first online casuals.
Yeah, online tournament for Smash.
First Cebu Smash Ultimate casuals. Yeah, the online casual tournament. Would be right to call it that kind of casual tournament?
Yeah, basically. There was no prize, yeah. It was just for bragging or for fun.
That was for fun. I'm pretty sure it was mostly for fun for those guys. And I really hope they had a lot of fun. But in my experience, hosting the tournament, oh my God, the pressure. I mean, PA Gamer, you were there. You saw me struggle.
Yeah. Yes, I was helping in the organizing, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. Yeah, I have to make sure people are checked in. Okay, guys, make sure you go to your matches, communicate properly via the voice channel, the text channels. And the first hour, the bracket matches, they were a bit of a mess. Well, that was on my end because I was worried. But after that first hour, everything was just smooth. It went way better than I thought it would.
Cool. Yeah, I can also say that it went better than expected, even more fun than expected. Because we initially we didn't think of like online tournaments for Smash. We all knew it may be so lag because we all knew that the Smash netcode was not that good. I think people still took the time to register and still join a tournament. Yeah, because I think it is the best option right now, as of now, because there can't be any offline tournament while, you know, quarantines are still happening. So, that was quite interesting that how the tournament went overall yesterday, and we really did receive feedback from the community, especially here in Cebu, that it's kind of rare. In Manila, there's so many online tournaments there. Yeah, we can try comparing that. Like, how is the online tournament landscape compared from Cebu to Manila or in the Philippines in general?
I mean, when it comes to Manila, I've only joined like what the Neo Weeklies, and shout out to those guys in Manila.
For Smash Ultimate, right?
Yeah. For Smash, that was from in my end. I've only joined like the Neo Weeklies, and shout out to those guys who've been hosting that amazing job, by the way, for managing more than 60 participants. Like, how you guys did that, I'll never know, but props to you guys for doing that. But, yeah, they've been managing these tournaments, and they're doing pretty well. That's the only thing I can think of, like, the Neo Weeklies. And that's for Smash, though. For everything else, I'm not exactly sure. Do you guys know if there are any Manila or non-Manila online tournaments?
Yeah, there's been the Asahina Cup and the Street Fighter V tournament and the Brawlhalla online tournament held by Brawlhalla Philippines.
Yeah. Brawlhalla.
Also, the one from Brawlhalla Philippines was called Rumble Brawl. And also, one online tournament for Street Fighter V was La Liga. And that's the one that, PB Bully, the owner of Checkpoint Gaming Arena, he won. And also, shout out to our previous podcast guest, who was Chongy Bears, who won at the Asahina Cup. And most likely, they're going to have another Asahina Cup for in the following weeks.
Asahina Cup. Oh. Chongy Bear is gonna win that again. Hopefully.
Yeah, you know the prize is what was that, like a gaming chair?
No way.
Yeah, the first prize is a gaming chair.
Like how the really, really expensive type of gaming chair?
Yeah, I think so.
Like
that's it.
It's time. Let's go.
come on. And if we win the chair, we can split it four ways.
We all borrow the chair one at a time.
One, 3 days. I don't know. Okay.
For Tekken, was there any tournaments for Marvel vs. Capcom?
Marvel vs. Capcom, like in the Philippines?
Or in general?
Are we talking MVC3 or all MVCs?
I guess all.
I guess like it's an exhibition in EVO Online. Called the Tournament of Champions.
Tournament of Champions, right?
But yeah, the original lineup for Evo, they made those games into exhibitions.
Ah, the original.
Right. Yes.
For the main ones for this year would be Katong MK, the Skullgirls, diba?
Dance Fighting Herds and Killer Instinct. Yeah.
So Dance Fighting Herds looks fun. Not gonna lie.
Not gonna lie though. All I had to see was that character.
The cow.
Yes, not the cow.
Cow. Sub-Zero cow.
Zero cow.
Zero cow. How to convince an MK person. Sub-Zero cow.
Well, Loki, like I saw a review of them fighting her, and it was really, from the looks of it, it was really complete. Like it had a complete guide. It was an easy game to learn. So, map code is there. You can play people in Europe for 50 ping or something like that.
Wow.
It has a dedicated story mode. There's like a lobby where you can meet players. It's like a really well packaged game, in my opinion. And it's really cheap.
Yeah, like 300 pesos, diba?
Yeah, it's on Steam. Yeah.
Dang.
I think you get really good netcode, or it's really easy to base your netcode if you're based on Steam. They have like servers.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's really true. Everything else? Oh boy, good luck,
yeah, I guess. That's really interesting, though, that for like before 6 months before, everyone was hyped or was talking about not to go into too political, but 6 months before we were all talking about or laughing about that MK wasn't included in Evo 2020, but now MK games like Fighting Nerds, Schoolgirl, a Herds Day, Don't kill me. Skullgirls, Killer Instinct, and MK are now like the centerpieces of Evo Online this year. So like big games such as Smash, Tekken, and Street Fighter, they're still in Evo, but as like side tournament.
They're not exhibition. Open tournaments. They're exhibitions, so meaning they'll probably just invite select players.
Okay. It's like invitational, right? Kind of makes sense because the netcode for those games aren't exactly the best. So, you know, incompatibility issues are everywhere within those games. So,
international people can't really compete because they're not based in the U.S. ever.
Evo Online right now is region locked, so there isn't any possibility of like
there you go. No.
Like North America versus Europe. Yeah, it's region locked.
The only way that happens is if you fly the people from Europe to the US and let them stay there to
just to play online.
They can't even meet in real life. They have to play online. Boy.
Yeah, so for EVO Online, there's going to be three regions. Region 1, that's North America, USA, Canada, Mexico. Region 2, Japan, South Korea. Region 3 is Europe. So ergo, Philippines has horrible internet.
Are you wrong? I don't think, maybe you're wrong. No, you're not wrong.
Are there for these games though, like Fighting Herd, Skullgirls, Killer Instinct, MK? Does Philippines have an audience though? Maybe MK, because there's MK Philippines, which has a big and active community, which Justin is a part of. Just what do you think of why? Can Filipino players join the?
I have some.
Region 2?
I have some like really rough news for that. Apparently, there is no MK 11 for.
No region 2?
Japan and and South Korea, because it is not legally released in that region.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because of the
So I know some people in the Japanese MK community. They're really dedicated, but they buy their games by getting a US account.
Do it.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, same goes for South Korea.
We don't really have MK there. It's just that they use they just create different accounts, that's different region accounts, just to download and play the game. Kind of.
So okay, yeah, I don't know. Like, what if the TOs? Sorry.
No, I'm done with my part.
Kind of sad because, like, you know, there are a lot of players there who are itching to play like MK11, but no tournament because it's not legal. It's not legally supposed to be there.
Yeah, I wonder, like, what if they end up winning? Like, do they actually win, or oh, you're not allowed?
What do you mean?
Like, they're not supposed to be part of. I guess is that just like technical base that they're not. They're not part of the region. But they could still join.
Mogani, so what if they did join like Evo before and won? If they go back, would it still be recognized as playing MK or just playing a game?
Sorry, I don't really get the context.
I mean, like, diba, it's not legal to own a copy. And then what if they win?
Oh no, it's not in Evo good Japan and South Korea.
Yeah, but I
like,
mean,
it's not there in Smash GG. Like, it's not there. MK11 is not there in Japan and South Korea.
Yeah, I mean, what if a Japanese person goes to the US Evo if it wasn't like region locked?
Oh, he goes to the US and then he plays online in the US. Then, yeah, if he wins, he earns the win.
Because I think he's there.
It would be registered as he won Evo Online US.
Just that they buy like no MK11 for specifically for Japan and South Korea, diba?
Yeah.
Rough news for
fans. Yeah. And that's really interesting because MK11 Aftermath was only released only 2 weeks ago, so it was really a hot topic especially for the MK community, because there were a lot of first of all, there was this teaser which got everyone hyped, and premiere release in Twitter and also YouTube after a few minutes. It showcased Justin, correct me if I'm wrong, stage fatalities, friendships, new stages, new DLC characters. The new DLC characters include Fuji, RoboCop. What they included?
Ragnar Klo should be discussing this. He's the
expert. Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry. Justin is the founder of Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
Sir Klo, take it away. Aftermath.
Okay, so they added new stages, 4 stages: Retrocade, Deadpool, Chronicles Keep, and forgot what the last one was. Soul Chamber, yeah. So Deadpool and Soul Chamber were really requested. They're like really old stages, dating way back in the 90s. And Friendships are really old as well. If I remember correctly, they were in the really old Mortal Kombat games, like Arcade. But what else is there? Stage Fatalities. Those are a staple now. And I'm glad that all of these updates are free, except for the DLC characters and the story expansion.
Who are the DLC characters included again in Aftermath?
Okay, so the DLC characters are Fujin, Shiva, and RoboCop. So hey. Fujin is basically Raiden's brother. That's all there is to it. And he's a god of wind. Shiva is, if you guys know who Goro is, the big guy with 4 arms.
It's her sister, right?
I don't really know the relationship, but she's the queen now of the race.
Like, Dragonoids, diba?
Yeah, they're like a half human, half dragon, if I remember correctly. And RoboCop is a character from the 80s or 90s.
RoboCop.
Yeah, if you don't know RoboCop, you're way too
highly asked. Was it a highly demanded or requested character for RoboCop to be included?
Not really. I feel like it was this is just a hunch, but I feel like Warner Brothers are just pushing their characters on NetherRealm.
Maybe it's just for them to see, like, you know, Terminator versus RoboCop, metal versus metal. I don't know.
Something like that. They also did Alien versus Predator in MKX.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite character.
One.
Were monsters in the past Mortal Kombat, right? Like Leatherface and Jason.
That was the theme for MKX. For this year, it's more like
robots.
Those blockbuster characters, like Terminator, RoboCop, but the Joker, yeah.
Oh no, but don't know.
Spawn.
Oh yeah, Spawn, right. Spawn, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wait, is Spawn a blockbuster character? I'm not sure of any movie.
He's a blockbuster character.
He was highly requested, man, even way back then.
Yeah, that too.
Is Aftermath worth it? Like, the story, like, the extra story, is it worth it?
Price-wise...
It's free, right? Well, it's just the characters that are paid.
Yeah. So it's just $40 for the characters... three characters, three costume packs, and the story expansion.
Mm. And why couldn't the story expansion be free?
I know, right?
They have to production of wood.
The production, I can see why. I skimmed through some of the story and I can see the production value and the dialogue as well. And the motion captures and stuff, yeah. Must have been costly.
Fine. I guess that doesn't make sense, because the characters, understandable, because actually have to make them consider the moves, the frames, and all that for characters. So many things to think about. Sorry, I guess I can see it now. So why you have to pay extra for more. But how much more story can they be putting in? Is there like extra pilak hours? 3, 4? I don't know.
It's 5 chapters, so it's like 5 hours, about 5 hours, 4 hours.
Not bad.
Yep, that, since it includes characters, pa good, the $40. Not bad. Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, and 3 costume packs.
I've won me over. Okay.
I wonder if they can like do that, but with Smash. I don't know how they're gonna expand World of Light.
Ori.
Oh
yeah, has there been any developments for Smash since when was the latest patch for Smash?
Just a while ago. Violet basically.
Yeah,
when it comes to Smash, in like I don't know, but pretty soon we're gonna get the new character. They say it's a person from ARMS, and I'm like,
oh wow. Yeah, right. When was that gonna be released? I forgot.
I think a few more months, like maybe 2 or 3. I'm not exactly sure, but it's coming.
Yeah,
it's pretty soon. I'm just excited. Like, oh, who are they gonna put from ARMS? I specifically said it was from ARMS. Like, already have Springman as a trophy. I mean, what do you call that? Like when you summon them. Yeah, there you go. Thanks. This is a trophy. I already got Springman, so I wonder who they're gonna put. And my money is on Twintel, cause like, that's I don't know. In regards to Smash, when it comes to online, not really as... There is one thing I've noticed that people are kind of like hating on online Sonic.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, no offense to online Sonic players. You can use them well. Like SB Keon, the champion of X-Trials. Shout out to SB Keon. He used Sonic and he played amazingly well. It looked really fun to watch. I can see why people get frustrated with the character. Like, there have been so many people like raging on the fact that Sonic Wi-Fi is not, you hate going against it because he has way too many options. Just like spin. It's like either go at you, stay in place, or it's like you're playing one huge guessing game when going against the character. Do is just stupidly fast.
Yeah, does he have an advantage if Sonic is online rather than offline, or
like... because the advantage of online Sonic is to deal, like, maybe there's a bit of input. There is a bit of input lag mangyud on Wi-Fi. No matter what you do, it's not going to be one-to-one the same as offline. There's going to be, like, slight input lag. If you're really lucky, there's close to none at all if you have really good connection. But then Sonic players will use that to their advantage because they will camp you out. They will just take advantage of you not being able to react as fast enough when it comes to online.
Well, there you have it. The latest update for Smash is the
Rage Sonic.
Rage on Sonic. So how about for DBFZ, Dragon Ball?
DBFZ, any news on DBFZ?
Yeah, was there any recent developments on the game for DBFZ?
So the game producer at Bandai Namco, Tomoko Hiroki, like, she announced that the world tour for Dragon Ball this year would be online. But that's all there is to it. She hasn't said any details, like if it's going to be region locked or other stuff.
Really? Online?
Yes.
Like Drew Face Netcode Rating, the one that you shared before, Ragnar Klo. DBFZ has like horrible netcode.
Delay based, yeah.
Yeah.
Delay based.
So, how's that gonna work? It has only one rating according to Drew Face Netcode Rating.
That was just a meme, dude.
Oh, it's just
some actual facts.
Oh, so he only... Oh, okay, I get it. He only rated it as one because for the memes. If you start losing, don't worry. Just rage quit like everyone else. That's what he says. So what is this recent event says? Ultra Instinct Goku added to DBFZ. So
Ultra Instinct, yeah.
So I don't personally watch Dragon Ball. So was this like a super hype event? I assume.
Yep.
Yeah, it was.
Much.
And I think how they delivered the character, it was really solid.
Good. Oh, no. Yeah, it's inside joke.
Bro.
Yeah, the trailer was really good. And how they designed a character, like it was like watching a boss character, really. Like he can be immune to projectiles and stuff. He can counter specials. Insane.
That's even the trending thing they're doing on YouTube now, where they're basically doing raids on Ultra Instinct Goku, because there's like challenges where like the difficulty gets harder, and then they introduce Beerus and Jiren also, and just gets super difficult. Like their health is like three times as much as normal, and it's crazy how difficult it gets.
Insane.
Plus Ultra Instinct Goku, basically dodges projectiles, dodges ultimates, and then like the heck, broken.
Broke.
And I love his dramatic finish, which is like a short like cutscene. That's a feature in Dragon Ball. Like the one he has with Kefla. Do you guys know Kefla?
If you watch that scene,
that scene was so good. Yeah, he has that dramatic finish in Dragon Ball Fighters.
Nice. I mean, they should definitely incorporate the anime. Yeah, that's where they're based from.
Yeah.
As for everything else, let's see. For Granblue, I'm not quite familiar also.
I haven't heard about any Granblue news as well.
Oh, but okay, if not Granblue, have you heard anything about Skullgirls?
Skullgirls? There's like a lot.
Yeah, there's a
bad like a lot of news.
Oh yeah, especially one particular player. Oh, not even a player. It's like his persona.
Yeah, but he's a player. What do you mean?
He is a player. player. He's a player in the game.
Oh yeah, he's technically not in it, but his persona is. Like, all right, so this is the Sonic Fox controversy has been plaguing stream reviews and Twitter, of course, Twitter. So what do you guys hear about this controversy? What's happening online right now?
Well, what happened basically... Oh, okay, you go.
From what I know, it's just Sonic Fox's persona is in one of the stages. It's even just not really random, but it's one of... It's rotating between his character and the original character that's just there on the blackboard. Basically an NPC pointing at the blackboard. And that got a lot of people angry. A lot of people.
Yeah, why though? Yeah, if you make a question, like, why are you guys mad? It's just, it's not... And so what if he's there? Does it really do anything? No, it's just there.
Yeah.
Why are you guys angry?
It's personal preference at this point. It's not fair to rate the game low on Steam just because the guy that you don't particularly like is featured there.
Yeah, you could just pick another stage.
Yeah, man.
Close your eyes. Done.
Close your eyes. Tape over.
Ignore the background.
Maybe they're like, oh, but my training mode stage is ruined.
If you can't play your game, if you can't focus just because of a NPC in the back, then you should rethink your playstyle.
You guys hear that? Hmm? Can't handle Sonic being there. I forget it. Pick another stage. I'm there. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm a bit confused why they have to, like, the level of negativity around the issue. I personally had to research what's with all the fusses about. Like, so there were various reasons. Like, some didn't like Sonic Fox as a person. Some didn't like furries in general. Some also didn't, I think, are also homophobes. There's no reason to rate a game, to rate Skullgirls just because of an NPC. Like, only because of the issue now is like all in your face. But I don't know. His involvement in the game, just being the background, na rotating pa jud, not even random. As Avery said, not even randomly generated. It's only rotating. As Zero covered up in a YouTube video, he really emphasized it's NPC. It's an NPC in one stage, in one platform, because it's only in Steam. It's not in the it's not implemented in the Switch yet. It's only in Steam. So
they're only angry on the Steam version. They even have a mod to take him out, which is okay.
Jeez.
Yeah, somebody developed a mod.
What? You have to go that far just to get to... Oh my god. That makes you question
the lengths people go to.
Skullgirls is also on PS4, by the way. Not just on PC.
Yeah,
PS4, yeah.
And Switch, bro. The cameo is only on the Steam version.
Yeah, that's Twitter for you. Just joking.
Nick Fox.
Yeah. So yeah. So what are other news? What's happening? So, but recently, it's really just EVE Online was announced. I think only a few days ago. Yeah. And MK Aftermath, and the Sonic Fox controversy. Basically, that's the most recent FGC updates. But
we still have Street Fighter, dude. Season, their last season.
I think it was the Pro Tour.
Oh yeah, and the Pro Tour. So I heard, Street Fighter is doing a online Pro Tour, Capcom Pro Tour. And it's gonna be covered in all continents except Africa.
Wow.
For some reason, not Africa.
Yeah.
Why not Africa?
Yeah, they could have done like North and South Africa.
But that should be a meme right there.
Like a message.
Yeah. And their last season, they're gonna add like 5 new characters. I mean, like 5 characters. It could be returning, could be new.
Oh, they have yet to announce it.
Yeah, and they're also like adding an option for people to design them.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's pretty sick.
Is that the first in any fighting game that you could design the characters?
I don't really know.
Well, it's the first time I've ever heard it.
I mean, Soul Calibur does it.
Yeah, exactly. Calibur had a custom feature. And also, technically, amiibos are also character creation. <Amiibos. laughs> I mean, not amiibos. What do you call that? Wii people.
What do you do? You Wii mean fighters. The Miis? Yeah, the Miis.
Yeah, the Mii fighters. Yeah. Technically, they're also custom created.
True.
Yeah. Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, Soul Calibur.
That's interesting that some games some fighting games are like really blowing up with their pro tours, with their world online tournaments. But recently Namco, Capcom and Bandai pulled off all their offline events for this year. Also only for their offline. Are they going online anytime soon? The Tekken World Tour is basically gone, right? Or are they transitioning to online?
I haven't heard any news. I'm going online. But Capcom is going online.
Oh, Capcom's going
online. And Bandai. They're going to go online. With Dragon Ball.
Nice. DBFC online, baby.
Yeah, everyone's gonna be so techy once the quarantine. Like offline, is just you just show up to the event and then just play. But for online, you have to really understand netcodes, pings, like lags, and with the different kinds of what do you call that? Rollback and delay based.
Comes to online, people will have to like take note of netcodes, internet connectivity issues. Knowing what platforms to use when registering, using for the online tournaments. Yeah, basically that.
Like offline things, okay. I don't know how they're gonna handle offline events now that the new normal is gonna roll out.
Online?
No, offline. Like in LAN, like in person, but I don't know how they're gonna handle like still social distancing at the same time, still going to events and stuff. Like even in like Checkpoint or Playbook, I don't know how they're gonna open up because they all play like side by side.
Oh, good. Maybe they'll do the same thing. Like they'll hold paid online tournaments. I guess that's an option they could do. I think okay. There's no way they're gonna open their facilities right now because social distancing and all that. But they could still always do the online tournaments, registering like a small fee. Yeah. No, probably.
Maybe it's like it's still the same, but people are just really far from each
other. Like yo.
I think Granblue did a good solution for this. So what they did is. They had an online tournament, and then the winners or like the top 8 for that tournament would be held offline, but no audience. But it's going to be streamed. Yeah.
Wait, so how many players are going to be offline? Like, unsa? Top 16?
Offline?
Like top you said, 8. Like the top 8.
Top 8.
It's not bad. It's not bad. They're really far apart.
Yeah, and they're still gonna do the social distancing things.
It's like 6 feet or something. Around safe.
Yeah.
Mask.
Yeah, like are they have to bring their own controllers and stuff. Like, it's really gonna Yeah, we can talk about that. Like, how do you think people would the FGC would transition from online back to offline? Do you think people would still go to events such as Evo or even Rev Major in the Philippines, where it's those are great events, but it requires a, like, compact crowd. So, do you think it would take much more time for that to happen again, or would there be like a new normal as well for the FGC, where only everything is online, the pools, but only the top eight will be? What do you guys think?
As for the players, okay, I think it doesn't change. I think it's more on the spectators. Okay, I think the event organizers are gonna provide like a streaming thing for the event itself. That's as usual, the people are just gonna watch, or they could attend. I don't know if they're gonna attend. Maybe they're gonna cap out how many people can attend. I'm not sure how that's gonna work, if ever.
In the rare instance where they actually do open like a place to hold the tournament and allow attendees, you have to be very strict on like how far apart people should be. They should wear masks. I mean, like they should wear masks at all times. Sanitation areas everywhere. Yeah, it's gonna be very different. We're not gonna go back to how we were back then. That's gonna be like a long time from now.
Right.
Oh, are you?
So, what I think about this is that, for me personally, I wouldn't want to host an offline event if, with the pandemic still around.
Because everyone would be so.
It's kind of diminishes the experience. I'm looking at CEO, Combo Breaker, KIT. They're not hosting online tournaments. They're just waiting. They're unlike let's say Evo, they're transitioning to online. But like Combo Breaker, their month passed and they didn't do an online tournament. They only did a retrospective, which is like looking back, like a highlight video throughout the years.
Yeah, it's like an 8-hour video of highlights. And
So I think Combo Breaker, CEO, like they have a firm understanding of what the FGC really wants, which is like a great offline event. That's why they haven't done online. Because online is really like different. Like it hits different.
Yeah, wasn't there a Brawlhalla Combo Breaker tournament in Smash GG?
Oh yeah, that wasn't like really like Combo Breaker gitba. Okay, when Combo Breaker does an event, okay, that kind of games, not just Brawlhalla.
Right.
You guys think like when it comes, it's wise of them to not hold anything at all though?
Yeah, for sure.
That's really interesting. How about in the Cebu landscape though? Like especially to all the Cebuanos listening in right now. Like what's the FGC scene here? Are we gonna most likely online throughout before anything? Because I think the quarantine rules was for how many maximum people per gathering?
We're in the GCQ now, right? Are we?
I think it will be full effect on June
15. I see. Okay, so by then, at least 10 people are fine. Then it's not gonna be. Go ahead. Okay.
Yeah, I think can there still be like that kind of events still happening though, like recreational events, like not essential events. Are they even still allowed? Even though we do.
For events, I'm not even sure, because even like hotels and resorts aren't gonna open yet, or not that I know of. So.
Yeah.
What pop only if we're gonna hold like an event with lots and lots of people? It's not. That's not gonna happen anytime soon. We're looking at like at best, like the best case scenario, like maybe next year. Worst case is like maybe 2, 3, 4 years from now, even more.
Oh my
gosh. It's like when you really think about it, it's like, oh my god, why didn't we appreciate offline way more back then? Oof.
Yeah.
Endgame. Oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the interesting thing, because Justin just mentioned about the, like, there's something special about offline tournaments, and now probably in Cebu, as far as Cebu is concerned, it's probably gonna be the FGC here, or maybe in the Philippines, will be stuck online, especially with their beloved games such as Smash and Tekken, which don't have the best net codes, so they're gonna have to work with that.
Yeah, that's the thing with people right now, okay? Even though the netcodes aren't that good, okay, they still want to play online because that's all they have.
That's true. They'll take anything they can get at this point because, hey, it may not be the greatest experience, but it's something. Why not?
Bro, nasayangan ko on Smash because specifically, right now, the Smash scene is the best that it's ever going to get. Like, even before or... Even before, like in Melee and everything, right now Smash Ultimate is still like the best Smash that's ever been created, like in terms of community, but because there's just so many people playing it now, yeah, the amount of characters that Sakurai is putting in and the work that's being put in, sayang gikayo, they didn't put in that much effort. So hopefully, like now, he'll consider it, yeah. Because like Smash is such a big game, it's like his magnum opus. Because everything's here, it's so hard to think about how he's gonna one up this. How he's gonna innovate from this game. This is massive. This is a massive roster.
Good. I feel like Smash Ultimate's gonna be like not the last Smash game, but we won't be seeing a new Smash game for like what, years from now.
Yeah,
like,
way, so many more years. Okay. Potential. Yeah, I'm not even sure if the second battle pass gonna be the last or the third. Maybe the third, no?
I think so, yeah. I think so. But they should wake up, like, they should tell Sakurai, please, if you're listening. I really doubt that you are, but but
listen.
I was here. If you're listening, I should tell you, like, a lot of Smash players really want online because everyone wants to fight, and a peer-to-peer connection of Smash doesn't really help with that, because there have been a lot of net issues where people can't connect, and it's like, oh, we can't play because net problems, and they have to go through they have to do so many things just to fix that issue. Even then, it's not a sure thing, so I really hope that they do something to fix it or change it or whatever, make it peer-to-peer dedicated servers, please. I'm begging you.
has that been a long issue though? Like the request for Japan or Sakurai or even Japanese developers to up their online accessibility or less lag. Is that like only recent now because of the quarantines or dugay na na? Like it has been a long time na.
Yeah, this has been requested an issue for a while. Bro, they still haven't. Yeah, I think they haven't like gone on it yet. I think it's because they really wanted to recreate the feel of like arcades, like, you know, in person, something like that. But so maybe they didn't. I don't know why they're not going on online, bro. I'm pretty sure this is a good way.
Yeah. Like I think if it has been a long time, I think we can only hope. But I think there's still no nothing yet.
There is some good news though.
Ooh.
Arc system works. They're implementing rollback to Guilty Gear Strive, which is their new game coming out next year. So it's the first, I would say, not the first, but like, please, it's like a new game by Japanese devs. Na rollback.
Hey. Right.
Yeah, that's why I'm getting Guilty Gear Strive. That and it looks godlike.
Okay, it looks really fun, but though I really want to get into it. Though the game I want to get into is DBZ, DBFZ. That looks fun.
Gonna use who are you gonna use? Broly.
Kitsage
hit.
Yeah.
So hit is broken.
that blue haired Goku girl. Raul, if you're listening in, I hate you. I don't like you when you play DBFZ.
Yeah, his natural instincts kicked in because he'd been playing like Marvel's Capcom.
He's been playing MVC, yeah.
2D fighters. So then when he finally figured out, like, oh, it's just like MVC, and I'm gonna destroy all of you. I'm like, I hate you. I don't want to play this game anymore. I'm deleting this from my Switch. Get this.
I think we covered all the recent updates. The MK, that's the recent game developments, the trend of online tournaments right now, and...
Oh, we haven't covered the last one yet. Killer Instinct going back to EVO.
Oh, yeah. Killer Instinct going back
big
to EVO.
Thing.
When was the last time it was there?
Forgot. Was it like 2016? 20...
It was when they announced the patch. It was 2016, somewhere there.
Yeah,
that's when it like peaked because of the.
But I like Killer Instinct is an old game, but 2013.
Yeah, again, it's a very old game.
But like, it looks really good, dude. It looks really good.
What did it come back now? Because of the.
Because it has rollback.
Because online, that's
a rollback method.
I swear, that's the one thing that'll peak a fighting game good if they roll it back, if they have a rollback. So,
especially now, grab it. If you have rollback netcode on your fighting game or whatever game, you'll see it's sudden rise to popularity. And let's all just transition to Killer Instinct and New Guilty Gear.
Yeah, they have the spotlight now.
It's on Steam now.
Oh, the new Guilty Gear? It hasn't released yet.
Oh, the new one. Okay, I thought they're...
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The old one has a delay based, so... Yeah, no.
No, thanks.
Ouch.
Yeah, so a lot of happening in the... Well, basically, the offline landscape of FGC is practically like a desert right now. So everything FGC related is online, as the tournaments, game developments, and basically events in general, aside from online tournaments, like I don't know, highlights, controversies, apparently. And also hype for what's to come. So yeah, I guess we covered everything. Do you guys wanna shout out anything? This is the first time that the hosts will ever shout out.
Every Chloe, you guys go first. Or
me, I'm good. I have nothing to shout out. I have no projects at the moment.
Chloe.
I don't really have any shout outs as well.
Yeah, right. No, Ragnar Klo has MK Cebu. Like, if you are an MK player and you're from Cebu, or there's a dedicated Facebook group and Facebook chat called Cebu MK Community, with a K, of course. And yeah, and if you have any questions, Ragnar Klo can definitely hook you up.
Don't forget, Ragnar Klo has his own YouTube channel.
Here we go.
Do I?
We're gonna link it.
we're gonna link it in the comments.
But for real, this Ragnarok is from the people I've known or played MK with. He's really good, and he has his own YouTube channel, Ragnarok. He shows a bunch of videos of him destroying people, or sometimes getting destroyed, but. He usually destroys everyone he goes against, so there you go. If you want to learn from him, go to his channel. enjoy his content.
Yeah. Subscribe, like, comment, joke.
Yikes.
Yikes.
How about you, X? Don't you have a YouTube channel of your own?
Yeah. Oh, well, first I'll a quick shout out to the Cebu Smash communities, specifically those in the Cebu Smash Discord. You guys have been great. I want to say dreams, but you call yourself Visa now. We don't need a Visa for now. Charong, Mada, everyone, you guys have been great. Because of you guys, I still have fun playing Smash Online. I like every play Smash Online. Yeah, those guys have been great. They've been so great. And they made the tournament possible. Good on you guys. And for my channel, I have a channel called Slick Ricky. And if you guys like animation, and I'm going to quotation here, animations of like
TikTok. It's animations.
It's not really your animation, Skip. I don't really make it move frame per frame, like frame, like
that's
movement.
Fine.
Okay. Not the time. But yeah, anyway, Ricky, it's like an unquote animated content of me talking about whatever relevant content or things you guys can relate to, like love or games or whatever you guys enjoy hearing me talk about. Yeah. Like, check out my channel. Please.
Awesome. So that's all the time we have. Thank you so much, Every X and Ragnarklo, for coming. And to the viewers, thanks for listening. And if you want to talk with us in the next podcast, just message us your name and topic now in Messenger. Remember that you can donate to the Association of Philippine Medical Colleges via the links in the comments below. We'll talk with you again next week for another Orient Weekly FGC episode. Stay safe, everyone.
Goodbye. Bye.